Today's devotional is based on Mark 4, verses 35 through 41, and it was written by Jason Dower. Life has felt like a never-ending storm these last 2 years. Just as we think of the seasickness as going away, another storm comes. As we strengthen our sea legs, another wave hits the side of the boat and we're thrown off balance. Meanwhile, Jesus is sleeping through all of it. My favorite Lent song is "Wake Up, Jesus" by the Porter's Gate. The song is a desperate cry for help from Jesus. It is a simple song that yearns for a response. Jesus, when you're going to wake up? When you're going to wake up and calm this raging sea? Jesus, when you're going to wake up? When you're going to wake up? How can you sleep when we're in need? The call for help is simple. Jesus, wake up. The dramatic irony of this song and scripture is that we know Jesus wakes up and everything is okay in the end. But that's not how it always works. Having faith doesn't make the seasickness go away or help us sturdy our legs. Storms can still make boats sink, cargo can fall overboard, and people can drown. In the chorus, the Porter's Gate sings, "Just one word from the Maker, and all the waves will be made still. Just one touch from the Healer, and all will be made well." In Lent, we cry out for God to respond. We could all create a list of the things we would like God to do, yet we plead for a simple response, just one word. What is the word you need to hear from God today? What is the word that might give you peace? Is it a command to the storm to be still? Or is it an encouragement for you to rest and take care of yourself? Meditate on this word today and make it your prayer. Is it peace, breathe, rest? Maybe it's eat, drink, or sleep. Let us pray. Sleeping Jesus, wake up. We need you. How can you sleep when there is so much injustice in the world, when your children are continually in danger? Wake up and speak a word to us or the storm. Tell the powers and principalities to stop. Tell us to rest and sleep like you. Remind us to eat and take care of our bodies. But Jesus, please wake up. Amen.